Irish, Scotch Irish. Yeah. Son of Kib. This is the most asinine pipe tobacco I've ever seen. Burns like really crazy. Stank. Oh, bullshit, dude.
It's good stuff, mother.
When did you start smoking it, Dave?
I've been smoking this pipe now for almost, I guess, right about 3 years, 4 years. My father gave me a pipe once, and I'd like to try it. Father gave me a pipe, led me up the path.
Yeah, something else. You
just cover your teeth.
Shut up. Good point. Well, that's fine. Oh, that's nice. I want to do this interview.
By the way, how much are you paying me for this?
Kids, pay you zilch.
No pay. I'm a union worker, and I don't get paid.
That's a break.
Breaks are the game.
Yeah, this out of the kindness of your heart.
Better watch out.
This will enshrine you forever for posterity.
How's that? Posterity? I'm not too sure.
Tell me a little bit about the house that you grew up in.
No.
See this fifth right here?
Which house do you want to hear about?
Was there one particular house that you
spent
a lot of time in?
Yep. The one in Bill Repute.
Tell me about your earliest remembered house.
Well, I remember being spanked one time and the doctor was holding me upside down.
What are you smoking in that pipe?
Double gay.
That's what I figured.
No, okay.
Was it frame, bread?
I remember very vaguely living in some apartments in an area called Hillcrest, where I later ended up living in a house, but I remember that was on the north side of Troy. Well, I was on the fringe of the rich neighborhood, but it was in the gully, so you couldn't really call it the rich neighborhood yet. I lived there for about 2 or 3 years. And then we moved, that was from when I was born up to the time that we moved over to Elm Street, which is on the other side of Troy.
And they
lived
on Elm Street.
Yeah, I lived where Gene Threadgold lives, as a matter of fact, right beside, I lived in that same place. We rented from them, I believe, and, you know, Mrs. lived there. All right, next to us. And then we lived there for about 3 or 4 years. Do you want me to go on a little bit about this? That was a very interesting house.
How long were you at the house?
You mean the house, the place where my parents live now?
Yeah.
For about, let's see. Right at about 15 years.
You say you've lived in that house more than any other?
Oh, definitely. I've lived most of my life there.
How would you describe that house?
Big. Nice.
Structurally? Made out of?
Well, it's made out of brick. It's a brick house, one story, four bedroom, 2.5 baths, attached, built-in garage. My mother designed it.
Oh, really?
My mother designed the whole damn thing.
It's
HP&G, I think. My uncle drew up the blueprints for it. And,
let's say, just take a walking tour through it when you, say, you parked your car.
Okay. Well, then you walk through the garage, which is an open garage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just got columns supporting. The columns made of the same brick, which is called Roman brick. It's a long type of thin brick. It's about 12 inches long by about an inch thick, each high about 3 inches wide.
Can you conceive of anybody calling anything besides a garage?
No, really, I can't. That's carport. All I'd ever call a carport. Yeah, you could call it a carport, a garage.